morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. As the weather gets warmer, you may be tempted to head outdoors and do a little rejuvenation of some of your yard and garden plants. There are many shrubs that may need some attention in your yard, and in general, now is a good time to take care of them. But keep in mind that pruning is definitely season-specific, so pruning times for one shrub may not be ideal for the other. Pruning is the selective removal of specific plant parts for the benefit of the whole plant. Knowing exactly when to prune is essential when taking care of shrubs to ensure successful continued growth. If you have spring flowering deciduous shrubs, such as lilac forsythia, these will bloom in spring on the growth of the previous season. The plant's health or condition will determine the best time to prune these shrubs. If you have spring flowering shrubs that are neglected, overgrown, or did not get pruned last year or for several years, they may require extensive pruning to rejuvenate or renew the plants. The best time to do this for the large overgrown shrubs is in late winter or early spring. Anytime in March or early April, heavy pruning in late winter or early spring will reduce or eliminate the flower display for 2 or 3 years, so keep that in mind. However, this rejuvenation pruning will restore the health of the shrubs if they have not been cared for on an annual basis. If you have healthy, well-maintained spring flowering shrubs that get a little bit of attention every year and don't really need thinning that much, the best time to prune these is immediately after flowering in the spring. These healthy, well-maintained shrubs that get annual attention should require only light to moderate pruning, and doing so immediately after flowering will allow gardeners to enjoy the spring flower display and will provide adequate time for the shrubs to initiate new flower buds before going dormant during the winter, so you'll have a beautiful flower display for the next season as well. If you have summer flowering deciduous shrubs, such as potentilla, Japanese spirea, hydrangeas, these bloom in summer on the current year's growth. These summer flowering shrubs can be pruned anytime now, late winter to early spring. These pruned and rejuvenated shrubs will bloom in summer on the current season's growth. If you have non-flowering deciduous shrubs that die back every winter, keep in mind that all shrubs do flower. However, the flowers of some shrubs, such as the winged euonymus or burning bush, currants, and fragrant sumac, are very small and inconspicuous. These shrubs are planted primarily for their attractive foliage, fruit, bark, or other ornamental features. Prune shrubs with inconspicuous flowers in late winter or early spring before the growth begins. Again, so now is a great time to do lots of rejuvenation work out in your yard. If you have evergreen shrubs, such as juniper or yew, with narrow leaves, prune these in April before new growth begins for the spring. Light pruning may also be done in midsummer after the new leaves have been put on. You should avoid pruning these narrow-leaved evergreens in the fall as they are getting ready for winter, and fall-pruned shrubs may put new growth on the pruned areas and be more susceptible to winter injury. So again, as you look around your yard, keep in mind now might be a great time to do a little cleanup with those shrubs. Also want to give folks a quick reminder that March 3rd is the start date for our Money Talk financial education course for women. The 5-session class will be held Thursday starting March 3rd, 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the Cass County Community Center, and the registration deadline is next Monday, February 29th. We will go through 5 sessions covering financial basics, insurance essentials, investment fundamentals, retirement realities, and legal issues. This is an educational program using extension curriculum, and it will also be co-presented by local females in financial professions. The cost for the entire 5-week program is $25 per person, including all 5 sessions, handout materials, and 100-page workbook that participants will be able to track their goals and progress as take home at the end of the session to continue working on those goals. For more information or to register for the Money Talk Financial Education Series or to learn about any upcoming programs through Cass County Extension, give us a call, 712-243-1132. Stop in our office at 805 West 10th Street or find us online anytime at our website or on Facebook. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.